After relaxing summer fun, the fall time could be hectic. Starting a new job, kids going back to school, and unpredictable weather changes can bring you stress and overwhelm. The last thing you need is to feel stuck with clutter and unfinished projects from spring and summer. These 6 simple steps might be what you need to get your home organized. 1. Write a checklist. The checklist is a reminder of your goals and what you want to organize, clean, repair, wash, or donate. Keep the checklist on your fridge as a reminder of your goals for your home and family. Write down a deadline for when to finish the task. Otherwise, procrastination will sneak in and stretch the project to an indefinite time. 2. Does multitasking work? Multitasking reduces your function and productivity. This often happens when you're learning a new skill. Being able to focus on one task from start to finish will bring you lasting results for your hard work. When you try to do 2 things at once, your brain cannot perform, leading to frustration. 3. Examine your wardrobe. The season is changing, so are the clothes we wear. Soon we will need more raincoats, sweaters, long pants, and rain boots. This is the perfect time to edit the clothes you haven't worn in 2 years. Let go of small size clothes you keep in hopes you will go back to your adolescent body. Accept yourself and love the body you have. 4. How cluttered is your computer? One of my clients announced that he had 30,000 emails in his inbox and no time to deal with them. He also accumulated too many electronic devices and was having difficulty parting with those he doesn't use anymore. Smartphones and home computers are all maxed with information not used or needed. Erase the files you don't need anymore. Unsubscribe from the information in your email box you no longer want to receive. 5. How to declutter your pantry. This area gets cluttered very easily and fast. We are constantly buying food without paying attention to what we already have in our kitchen, fridge, or pantry. Check the back of your fridge as you might find rotten food that has been there for months. A pantry is another outdated food collector. We buy cans and boxes of vegetables, fruit, and cereal, thinking they will last forever. Before you go shopping for the week, let go of food that is not edible anymore. Clean the fridge to get ready for new and fresh food. 6. Help your child get organized. If you want your child to be more organized, you have to check your own organizing skills. After all, our kids learn from us and how we do things. You can help your children get more organized to make both their life and yours a little bit easier. Involve your kids in the process of organizing their belongings. Reduce the number of outgrown or damaged clothing that isn't being worn. Decide whether it is a donation, recycling, or garbage. This can create more storage space for those recent back-to-school wardrobe purchases. I will leave you with this anonymous quote: organizing is a journey, not a destination. Life coach Ranka Burzan owns a professional organizing company based in the Kathet region and has written several books on reducing clutter and becoming more organized. For information, go to solutionsorganizing.com.